Welcome to Dave's new podcast. Just this week, a friend emailed me to ask for ideas about some movie clips for a talk he was going to do. And one of the themes of his talk was really about the underdog sort of coming through in a surprising way. So we were sort of brainstorming about possible clips and ideas and that sort of thing. And I suggested Legally Blonde, which features Reese Witherspoon playing a character called Elle Wood, who is the blonde from the title, the protagonist, the dumb blonde, who goes on to become, well, to prove, surprisingly in court, that she's a smart lawyer, and the big showdown that happens at the end, the final scene, is all about that, really, about how she unexpectedly wins the case. It made me think that this is a recurring story in Hollywood. Perhaps the most famous underdog in recent years winning through is Forrest Gump, where you get the unexpected kind of fool of a character, if you like, being the hero. I think Peter Sellers did it in Being There. In Working Girl, you get Melanie Griffith, who, a bit like in Legally Blonde, really, is not expected to be the sharpest tool in the box and proves everybody wrong. Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman, of course, playing someone who's got autism. But again, through that character, Tom Cruise, his brother, in particular, is affected and changed. You can follow this line all the way back to Charlie Chaplin's Tramp, really. Again, a fool in society who shows us the truth, helps us to see things in a very different light. In Happy-Go-Lucky, you get kind of this odd heroine who almost unmasks other people, really. Of course, years and years ago, Dostoevsky wrote a book called The Idiot, which had the same kind of themes going on. But it's something that happens time and again in movies. I was never a huge fan of Forrest Gump, I have to say. I've seen the movie once, that's all, really. My view of it was partly coloured by the fact that it was an Oscar contender at the same time that Pulp Fiction had come out. And I was a big fan, still am a big fan, of Pulp Fiction. And so when Forrest Gump decked Pulp Fiction at the awards, I was gutted and have never been able to really recover from that. But I know that Forrest Gump is a hugely popular film. Just Googling now dumb heroes in movies, I came across a little website that talked about the way that Jesus is more like Forrest Gump than Superman. And certainly one of the things the Bible picks out is this whole notion that God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound or upset or dethrone the wise. And that's what you find Jesus himself doing. He goes around spending time with people who are not educated, not rich, not powerful, do not have superpowers. The people who are oppressed, the people who are marginalized, the people who are looked down upon, laughed at, pushed down. All these kind of people. These are these underdogs, these fools in society, these dumb people are the people that Jesus spends time with. You could, of course, say that Jesus himself is an underdog, or perhaps an undergod. We were just watching Percy Jackson the other day, the movie version of that. There's a series of novels. And I did like the way that Alan Partridge was portraying Hades, the Greek god Hades. And I was almost expecting this huge, fiery figure to rise up and greet everybody with the phrase,
"Aha!"
which he didn't do, but maybe I'll just dub that over the top at some point. In Percy Jackson, the gods you find are big and powerful and awesome, and to be honest, greedy, jealous of one another, and all that kind of thing, really. And they're very petulant, they're almost childish, really. Well, Jesus is a very different thing to that, a very different commodity altogether. You know, he is the God who is small. He is the God who is not afraid to look foolish. He is the God who gets his hands dirty. And he is certainly the God who looks very human indeed. Thanks very much for listening. That was Dave's podcast.